Russian scientists who experienced the world's worst nuclear accident say what's happening now in Japan does not approach the seriousness of what occurred at Chernobyl. Moscow correspondent Norman Hammond reports.
The world is watching Japan's nuclear nightmare, and with images of huge blasts rocking its troubled nuclear plant in Fukushima, it's no wonder many have been quick to compare the events there with those in Chernobyl 25 years ago, when an explosion in a Soviet reactor sparked the worst ever civilian nuclear accident. The events seem similar, but according to Russia's leading atomic scientists, they're not. Professor Leonid Bolshov is with the Nuclear Safety Institute of the Russian Academy of Sciences.
When you hear these comparisons to Chernobyl, what do you think of that?
I think it's misinformation. The knowledge of reactor design, even general feature, it's something that is very limited.
In fact, when it comes to reactor design and safety systems, Fukushima and Chernobyl aren't even close. The Chernobyl reactor had no containment structure, just a thick concrete layer over the top of the fuel rods. When the reactor exploded, highly radioactive fuel was released directly into the atmosphere. The Japanese reactors are housed in pressure vessel tanks that are then encased in a reinforced containment structure. It's designed to stay intact even if the fuel begins to melt, a so-called meltdown. All of that, in turn, is housed in a secondary containment building. Those were the structures destroyed when steam vented from the reactors caused hydrogen explosions. Some 200,000 people have been moved away from the plant as a precaution. That is another big difference from Chernobyl. In 1986, the evacuation of the nearby town of Pripyat didn't even start for a day and a half after the blast. For those such as Sergei Zaitsev, their lives would never be the same. He was sent to work at Chernobyl a month after the accident. He suffered the health effects ever since. No one at that time understood how serious it was, he says. They even told us what happened there, but no one actually understood what it was. That's far from the case now in Japan, where the risks of this nuclear crisis are all too clear. This is Norman Hermont in Moscow reporting for AM.